meeting that is up here in Pennsylville District to order, but the records show that a quorum of board members is present. This meeting is due to be called in accordance with Texas Open Meetings Act 551. Roll call, please.
Tory McLean.
Here.
Reed Hood.
Here.
John Moody.
Here.
Joe Thomas.
Here.
John Rockefello.
Here.
April Reedy.
Here.
And Janet Primrose is here. Precious Father, Lord, we just thank you for another good start to school year. Lord, we thank you for the safety of the kids and the adults coming back from the summer. And the rest for our teachers, Lord, we just ask that you would continue to pour out your anointing and favor and provision over this district, Lord, and everybody attached to it. Lord, we thank you for the wisdom that you impart on us, Lord, and we just ask for it again as we conduct the business related to the position that you called us to. And we just trust you, and we thank you, and we just give you all praise and glory. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state, under God, one indivisible.
Yeah, there's flags. There ain't no flags.
No pledge. I always read the pledge. I never heard that pledge until I got on the school board.
I think we've had a couple senior classes. We're like, oh, Texas.
No public comments. Consider approval of the minutes from the regular school board meeting held on July the 16th.
We heard Kayla Torres.
Yep, you're in her room right
now. I didn't see anything in there.
Oh, she's the one in here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep, she got a kindergartner and two pre-K twins.
Okay. That's not the Kayla Torres?
No.
Okay.
No, not you're thinking.
I didn't know she was. I didn't think she was.
Adam.
Vince.
The one that went to school here.
Yeah.
What was his name? Tony
Toya. Yes.
No, people got me.
Not the one with the twins. Not because you said small kids, and I was like,
no, she applied for transfer and said, hey, if you've ever got any openings, let me know. I called her about the opening, and then she came and interviewed me. Her kind of worked out. She's done good.
I don't think I've met her. I walk around for the meet the teachers, but I didn't come in here because I didn't know.
No, we had field.
Yeah.
Motion made by April and a second by Joe to approve the minutes from July the 16th as presented. All those in favor? All those opposed? All right. Gary. All right. Pay bills.
You're going to get to be our eyes for our electric bill when we see at the end of football season, see how it goes. All lights are up, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, they're going to come in at four more. So they left four off before that we had it for the parking lots. So they're going to add four more that go to the parking lots, and we're going to turn some back more into the field.
Okay.
There's one little spot I wasn't real happy on how bright it was, like on one of the 20s. So they're going to add another four lights go out towards the parking lot, and it's going to come in. So they still got some work to do. They haven't finished. We didn't make the last payment yet.
Well, I noticed their lift was still here. Mm-hmm. They were up doing something yesterday.
They came out after the scrimmage, and we turned the lights on. I stayed out there with them, and they kind of moved stuff around, but they just didn't come back. back and do it on the thing. And then the walking lights, somehow when they did it, they disconnected the walking lights. They got to make those come back.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah, they got to fix those.
Yeah.
I like that.
The walking lights?
Yeah, there's
security
lights.
Halfway up the pole.
To walk. Yeah.
The security lights. So I scheduled it for like the next month or so where one pole will come on for cross country. I did that a while ago to see tomorrow morning if it works. You make one pole come on for like an hour. And I'll do it from 6 to 7 and see how that works.
Swift Wrenches.
No, James Swift.
That's James?
Iron, yeah.
I didn't know that's what his business was called.
Yeah.
What did Coach Painter do to the cafeteria?
Remember when the toilet and the water line broke?
Yeah.
We pulled all the baseboards, we cut some sheetrock, he redid that, then he started painting, and then he just went ahead and painted the whole thing.
Okay.
He painted the whole cafeteria, pretty much.
Is that what it was, the water line? For the water leak?
Where the line goes from the wall to the toilet, it popped off the toilet and just shot all over.
That's got us twice at the church.
Well, there's another one, and I don't think the bill's in here, but On Point came. They did a good job. We're 2-3 days away from school, and we got water coming out of the wall in the elementary. And we go out there and look outside, and it's coming down the main bill, and it's coming out of the wall, so we cut it off. And they cut into the wall behind the water heater. And when they built these buildings, they were smart. They sleeved the copper inside poly.
Yeah.
Put a suicide jack on it with a little deal and cut that copper and jacked that copper all the way out. And then we sleeved it, pulled poly back through it. Or not poly, PEX.
Mm-hmm.
And PEX.
Sweet.
It's not in here, but it was only $1,400 for that. And I was like, that's a pretty good deal for a water leak.
There you go.
Man, they went over and fixed some stuff at that new building, and I guess they ran over something. So they fixed my gas line, but they ran over the water line, and it bust loose. And I went over there, that stuff was running down the road.
Oh, no.
I mean, it was flooded back there. Gosh.
No.
Guys are coming out of the back.
I'm going to work on board report a little bit, but Paula gave me that one bill behind it. That was the bill for what we paid for the Brown County Sheriff's Office, what we paid for Scotty. I was paying that out of a grant. But that grant's over. So I only got about $900 I can pay for it out of the grant. So just letting you know, that'll be like $21,000 that'll go on our $199 budget from here on out.
Okay.
So
I'll make a motion.
Got a motion made by Janet, a second by Reed to.
It seems like we're trying to get the best deal in that deal, anyways, because it looks like he's here most of the time. I don't care how he's getting. Yeah.
Start with check number 11875, ending with 11923 with no voids. Is that right? With no voids. All those in favor? All those opposed? Motion carried. Consider property casualty insurance for 2026 and 2027 school year.
We've got two quotes in there.
RBC, that's who we're with currently?
Yes.
Yeah.
And so the email thing that went with RMC was me trying to figure out what their deductible was on the weather and how they explained it. But, and then the other one was used to be Porter Insurance. They got a quote for the BCW. BCW, I think, was 71,000 somewhat, and the other one was 63. I mean, premium alone, one of them's better than the other. And then what I was trying to figure out was the wind and hail, and that email kind of explains the RMC because I didn't understand their quote. It said 2% out of 17 million, but the way she explained it, it was going to be less than that because 2% out of 17 million is about 350 grand.
It said 63 or something, or what she said would be. Said they lowered it for the smaller district or something?
Yeah, and she also said, I think, that it's $17 million for property, but that's also considering the contents inside the building. So when they do the hail, they're just doing on the outside value of the building. So that would be $13 million instead of $17, which would make your deductible $250,000 instead of $350,000 on a 2%. But she explained it in that email, and I basically wanted to email her so we could get it in writing where if we had an issue. So here's what we said. think BKCW was a $350,000 deductible. You know, hail's the thing that's going to get you. So,
mm-hmm.
I really feel like their auto and stuff's probably, I didn't look at those real close, but most of the time those are all pretty similar.
Is there any upkeep we need to do to the current roofs that we have?
They are, I think.
That's what I was just about to say. At some point you can coat them and then kind of extend the life of them?
Yeah, maybe.
How long it's supposed to last.
Well, yeah, I think those are, 15 or 20 year warranties, and we're probably already almost 10.
Are we really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We probably about 18, 19. We're not quite the 10.
Yeah, we're about 8, I think, on them.
Yeah.
Dang, has it been that long?
Oh, yeah.
It was spring of 2018, wasn't it?
Huh.
Yeah. I still can't do it. Nobody's looking at a chance of rain, much less hail. I left my windows down across the street, and that stuff was covering my dash. Where it blown
sideways. Well, you can go along
with
the whole gym, there's still splatter marks on the wall.
That's about $8,000 worth of damage to my car that day. That was crazy.
I think Tori was right when we looked at the roofs. They don't look as good as like the metal stuff does. It's one of those deals. It's one of the few ones where I'm like, man, I wish that something different on that.
Well, use them on. Like, you go to Austin, all the buildings got that stuff on the roof.
So
do
we got?
My main deal is I'm just tired of having leaks. Every scene where every time we came in, somebody had a leak.
Yeah.
That part has been good.
I'm about to start figuring out a way to seal mine, spray mine of some sort, because all my little grommets are starting to dry rot. And I'm getting leaks in different spots.
I just had Justin come out to the office. And
yeah, they sell oversized screws.
Yeah, that's what he did in my house today.
Pull them and put
the whole house.
Oversized screws. Flip them out and put a new screw down.
Is that right?
That tightens everything back up.
Okay.
Yeah. That building over there needs it.
They'll re-glue some seams.
In 15 years.
Yeah, and it wasn't horribly expensive. It wasn't horrible.
Oh.
I don't know, I'll tell you in a few weeks.
Yeah, you tell me, would you? The bending over is what's freaking getting me.
So you getting to do it?
Justin.
A gallon?
Mm-hmm.
I was about to say, Shane's going to be pretty good at
it. Oh, does Justin do that?
Yeah, I called him out to, because he has some kind of seal coat stuff that they put over him as well. So I called him out to see if I'd be a candidate for that, and he's like, you don't need that. He says, yes, you would be a candidate for that. He says, you don't need it. He says, we just need to redo your screws with the oversize, and we'll do all your seams again. And he says, you've got a couple spots that you could use some laps that don't have laps now. He says, we'll do all that. So they came out today to do it, and I'll check it out tomorrow.
We did sell our property-wise. It didn't affect this stuff, but we did sell that building that we had for our co-op across from the Coliseum the other day, the city of Brownwood. And I felt like they did us right on it. We got $238,000 for it. Not us. We're going to get a portion of it.
The group, yeah.
But it was between four of us. And so I'm not paying that out until I get all the money, all the bills in from the attorneys. And then probably September, October, I'll drain that fund and split it and send checks to all those different schools, including us. So we'll get about $55,000
to
$60,000 out of that.
Cool.
It'll be good.
Mm-hmm. Right. Maybe we'll buy another property with it.
Yeah, maybe. Make it make almost like a wash.
Right, that'd be great.
Mm-hmm.
We're going with RLC?
That's what I'm saying.
What I'm thinking.
Alright, I'll make a motion. We'll go with RMC's bid.
Got a motion made by John and a second by Tori to go with the RMC bid. All those in favor? All those opposed? Motion carries.
That's this one, Jennifer.
All right, consider transfers for 26-27 school year.
The transfers we've had over the past month, there's only three on here that are, we're not returning students, so, at all of them in high school, actually, so. Let's see, one came from Bangs, the Land Hill kid. Another one was the Garling House. He's a preacher here, Brownwood, and he's going to Early. I think Coach Fisher knew them. Just really, on all of them, they were all pretty, you know, solid grades. Never got a bad report from anybody I talked to, so like they're good additions for our school. Yeah, and the rest are students that were already here. They're just reapplying.
Kim Porter, that's
Kim, the niece now.
John is second by April to approve the transfers as presented. All those in favor? All those opposed? Motion carried. Consider bids for the food service product for the 26-27 school year.
I post that in the paper, but nobody ever gives us bids. We're with the co-op, but we're supposed to post it in the paper. You take free and reduced money from the state, so for lunches. So I would just say include the bids as presented because it's a co-op bid. It's our, they've already bidded it all out. It's the lowest product possible.
Got a motion made by Joe and second by Corey to accept the bid for the co-op for the meals or food service rather. All those in favor? All those opposed? Motion carried. Consider bills for the fuel product for the 26-27 school year.
So we're probably need to table that one because Bob's going to give me one. They didn't give it to me. She was going to email it, and I think she sent it to her own email.
Okay.
So I'll put it. I'll try to remember to put that on our tax rate meeting.
Okay. We'll all right. Consider retaining for the school attorney for the 26-27 school year.
It's kind of the same thing. Echobomb, they've been good. I don't have a problem with them. And you get 0.3 of an hour free if you talk to them about any subject, so you never know nowadays when you need to talk to them.
Okay.
I'll make a motion.
Got a motion made by John and a second by April to approve the retainer of the committee by Echobomb Wardell has presented. All those in favor?
Mm-hmm.
All those opposed? All right. All right, consider board report and budget amendments.
Let's do the board report. I wasn't going to do any budget amendments because we're going to have a meeting in 10 days and we'll probably amend what we need to at that point because there's still some bills Paul needs to pay. And our lady, the DSC, needs to do the accruals because it gets kind of confusing. You're gonna pay some people in September for stuff they did in August, so the payroll kind of gets a little wonky job. She runs all the numbers and does that for us. So, but we'll probably have to make an adjustment in our food service, which you have a surplus in that, and a few adjustments in our 199. But we can make those in 10 days.
Okay.
And our next meeting on 28th.
So do we need a motion for this one?
Yeah, just accept.
I need to make a motion to approve the,
approve the
board report. And
okay, got a motion made by Reed and a second by John to approve the board report as presented. All those in favor? All those opposed? Motion carried. Consider Brown County 4-H adjunct facility for 26-27 school year.
We'll just need an approval. It's the same thing as before.
Yep.
I'll make a motion on that one.
Got a motion made by Joe and a second by Reed to approve the Brown County 4-H adjunct facility as presented. All those in favor? All those opposed? Motion carried.
Who was that? Joe and Reed or Reed and Joe?
Joe and Reed.
Okay. Joe and Reed. Consider adult meal prices for 26-27 school year.
I think I had them in there. There was a sheet. Rhonda wrote them on the bottom of the sheet. I think I didn't put them in there.
Yeah, or this?
Yep, that's it, Joe. At the bottom, she put what she wants to charge this year. It really doesn't affect anything other than if somebody comes and visits their kid to eat because we're paying for all the staff. So I think anybody cares if you go up or not because you're writing a check from Zephyr to Zephyr to pay for the staff meals. So.
Going down to going up to $5.20 for the adults,
yeah.
$3.40 for breakfast.
Rhonda runs that template based off of the that federal grant you get for free and reduced lunches,
yeah.
And it tells you what you have to do, and she just usually goes up 10 cents every year.
Okay.
Motion.
Motion made by John, second by April to approve the adult meal prices for the 26-27 school year. All those in favor? All those opposed? Motion carried. Consider district policies for personnel allocations and student club guidelines for compliance with the State Senate Bill 12 anti-DEI statutory restrictions.
So I took what that thing said and I put it into AI and it gave me this thing that I gave you a brief on.
This right here.
It's basically you can kind of read it and see. I don't feel like it's anything that's going to affect us. I think we're good. I'm just... You can take a second to read it. Just kind of pass the information along. I didn't see anything that caught my eye that I think would affect us as Zephyr ISD. But if you do, we need to discuss it.
Got a motion made by Jenna and a second by Joe to approve the district policies, personnel allocations, and as I read earlier, all those in favor, all those opposed. Consider adjustment to the 26-27 calendar.
So I'm requesting we adjust one thing. We had a staff development day in February 15th, President's Day. We want to move it to the day right after Thanksgiving because we're going to host junior high UIL. And if we do that, then I can have staff come up and keep kids off campus and we can use all the rooms for speech and different things like that. So basically the Thanksgiving break will be a week plus one day. And then we can do the junior high UIL and not have to displace it. We tried it before and sent kids on field trips. It's just easier to move a staff day and tell everybody to come. I feel bad for parents because they're going to have to have the kids go back to work, but it makes it easier for us hosting UIL if y'all are willing to do that.
So it's the Monday after Thanksgiving?
After Thanksgiving,
break.
Yes. Yeah. Now, if you don't want to do it, I can figure out a way I can get the elementary kids out of here. The last time was a train wreck because I was the one driving the bus when we went to like the park in Stephenville, the movies, different stuff. Chaos. Easier just to say don't have school. But So basically, you're not taking a day out of calendar. You're just swapping one staff day. So in February, instead of being out of school, we'll be in school on that President's Day.
Okay. I'll make a motion.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll second.
Got a motion made by Janet and a second by John to do the adjustment to the calendar as school calendar as presented. All those in favor? All those opposed? Discuss security.
We got some door people coming. It's probably the only thing. We were trying to clean the doors this summer, and we sprayed some water up there to get out cobwebs and stuff while they were cleaning. And I think some water got in behind it and shorted one of the doors out. So we just got it dummy locked so people can go in and out for now. But they're coming on the 27th to fix it.
Okay.
And then there's a couple other doors we had some hangups with. So we're just going to say, I think they gave us a quote for $1,500, $2,000 to fix that door. And I'm just going to have them fix everything that's here while they're here. They come out of Dallas anyway. So security-wise, that's the only thing we need fixing right now. But
how's our key cards working?
Good. They're good. We were down a little bit when they did the lights because they cut all the power, but we got that back up out there and all our security cameras back up, so we're good. So I think everything's been good. I can't think of anything that we need to do, but
cameras all good.
Yeah, they're good. Wade's better at using them than I am. So most of the time, if I got an issue, I'm like, "Hey, Wade, come here, help me."
Yeah,
and he's pretty good at it. Caleb knows how to use them better than I do. So, but I know how to use them a little bit, enough to see what I need to see.
The coverages are all good now.
Yeah, it's not bad. If Wade can figure out how to add a few here or there, one day we might, you know, just add a couple things here or there. But for the most part, they're pretty good. Because like this one, you got that one camera, and you can get an angle here, here, here. Only thing that I could have used was the night somebody was trying to steal stuff in town, put one a little closer to the road on the gym so I could see the highway. But that's probably about it.
Do they mess with anything here on campus?
Those people down there?
No, the
no?
All the burglaries and whatever. Mm-hmm.
Nope, I never saw them come through.
Okay.
Because the one thing the camera system does is you can see, instead of watching the timeline, it'll have a little blue, kind of baby blue spike, and that's like when a car or somebody comes through, so you don't have to sit there and watch the whole thing. You just scroll to the baby blue spike and see what comes through. They never came through here. They came through.
Would that indicate walkers as well? People walking on campus?
I think it's different. A walker's pink, and cars are blue.
It's got like a purplish and all the other two.
Yeah, they're two different colors,
okay.
Cars versus people. But it's pretty good. Every now and then, it's just like everything else on the cloud. It gets a little grainy, a little slow, but usually clears up. No, it's been good.
Okay. All right. Let's go to personnel. You have anything?
No, sir, I don't.
Nothing on personnel.
And we're not liking any spots?
No.
No?
Cool house.
Better than some districts could say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Won't always be that way. You just gotta enjoy it while it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Future business.
Just the August 27th tax rate.
The budget amendment.
Oh yeah, the budget amendment.
And what's the other?
Wait, do you have to?
Does the fill thing have to go back on?
It says 6:30. You have to open it up like 30 minutes ahead of time.
So we'll get in here at 6:30. We'll open the meeting. We'll wait till 7 and we'll start doing the meeting.
Okay.
What date is that?
I think
August
it's Thursday. 27th.
This Thursday?
No, August 27th.
10 days
before
from today.
We started at 6, but whatever you want to do. 6:30?
I need to look and see what I put. I think I posted it for 6:30.
So what time we're supposed to be here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For public comments.
We wait 30 minutes for public comments.
Then we set the tax rate.
Mm-hmm.
And we're done.
In all the years you've been here, I think I've only had one person come in, that one lady.
Well, huh, that crazy lady. Yeah.
I'm sorry, what did you say? 6:30?
My daughter is saying that the yearbook staff would like to get our pictures this year instead of just have our names. So do we want to set a date for that? Or
I think good, because he
Emily and all of us do glamour shots and give them back.
I got an idea, but I got away.
Do they still have glamour shots?
I'm should sure I have, they do somewhere.
Should I just have her check with you on that?
Stuff from the prom we could use.
What I need to do is glamour shots. I need to text you guys and say, hey, we're going to take pictures, and that way you can wear what you want to wear. I don't know if we all, if every one of us has those fishing shirts. Did everybody get those?
I think
how
so.
How did that work on?
I think we
have. Oh, mine burned up.
Sure did.
Oh.
Do you have one here?
I have a moon shirt, though, that I could wear.
What's that? I got an XL for mine.
They need to replace your.
I've got a photo.
Are you out of work?
This one.
No, I forgot about it until you said that.
Pretty dang old.
Huh?
This one's.
Yeah,
those were a long time ago.
Yeah.
Well, you had that shirt as long as I've been on the school board.
I keep shirts for a while.
I still have them. They don't fit anymore, but I still got them.
I got some shirts. I had a
motion. All right. German.
Motion.
Got a motion made by Joe and a second by April to adjourn. All those in favor? All opposed? All right. Thank you.